Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to be speaking about the Rippling product. Now, we've had the good fortune of reviewing a number of payroll, HR, and PEO products. And I'll have to say, for my own purposes, this was a good find because I enjoyed not only the user experience, but the capabilities of the product. Rippling itself had payroll and integrated benefits, an easy time and attendance tracker. There was a bit of a learning management system in it, as well as a talent management system to recruit and develop some of the top talent. And as I think about this, the system not only does payroll and some light duty HR type of work, but it really also has the PEO. And in my mind, it may be looking for opportunities up market, but I think that you could use this across a broader range. So when you look at the premium offerings in payroll and HR in the US market, like ADP and Paychex, it would be nice to have additional competition. And when you look at ease of use, like we see with OnPay or Gusto, this product of Rippling really qualifies there. So, Brian, I kind of got off on a long rant. Sorry to take some of the thunder, but what would you like our listeners to know about Rippling?
Well, the first thing I would say about them is that they are really targeted. You know, the thing that this really gives you an insight into when you're thinking about what your business needs to look like for CAS or for, again, for your accounting services that your firm provides. One of the things you need some insight into here is to what big business looks like right now. And I think Rippling is instructive in that because they have integrated the HR and the IT provisioning. And so right now on their website, they have an animated GIF where somebody is sent an offer letter. Then they, from the HR group, then they go in and they sign the offer letter accepting it. They then select their work devices and their provision. They select their accounts and the apps they need. The accounts are provisioned. They put in the information for their payroll. And all of this is done on an automated basis out of this application. And I think it's important that even if you're not going to use this tool, that you see it, because this is the kind of thing that's been happening in enterprises for at least a decade, if not more. And I think it shows you some of the things that a service can be. If we think bigger, you know, more like an enterprise architecture service and less like just a payroll service. Now, when we look at the products out there, they have payroll that you can manage health insurance and 401k with their benefits tracking. There is a light duty time and attendance. You also have some learning management. They have app management in there as well. They have a wide ecosystem of integrations. And again, these things can be automatically provisioned and deprovisioned when people are hired and terminated respectively. And then you can manage individual devices and actually remotely provision applications on and then wipe devices and reissue them to other people if it's necessary with them. So you've got some pretty heavy duty HR and IT capabilities in this. And so as a result, this is something that mostly that is really really appeals more to mid-market folks, not because the small businesses can't use it, but primarily I would suggest to you because the mid-market folks are trying to emulate the enterprises, the folks with thousands and thousands of employees. And so what this means for small businesses is that this is an option you have that you may find interesting to work through here.
So Brian, if I could step in there, the bottom line is, as I'm hearing you talk about this, is there's a number of the payroll products that we've talked about in other Technology Lab sessions that we think are appropriate for small businesses. And the examples there include the low-end Sure Payroll product from Paychex or the Run system from ADP. But this particular vendor has integrations that you could use in your CAS practice or your clients could use as they go up market because their integrations include QuickBooks Online, Xero, NetSuite, and Sage Intacct, all much larger products, if you will. And when you begin looking at some of the other integrations that you've pulled out, and the onboarding and the IT integration and the help desk integration and, password integration and so forth, this is far more serious along those lines. And again, the experience I thought was quite good inside this.
It's really more like an enterprise management system for HR, IT, and payroll and benefits, and much less like a payroll service.
Yes. And, the other thing that I'll point out is we have discussed in other sessions in the Technology Lab the verticalization that comes with some of these products, including the very simple nanny tracking to the very complex PEO capabilities. And specifically, Rippling is working around healthcare or retail or manufacturing technology companies and marketing companies. And I think they're doing that in part for the PEO service and some of the HR capabilities that they have as well. Now, the vendor does have an accountants program, and you can look at what's available in that. But I don't think it's as strong as the big boys, the ADPs and the Paychecks, but it does have discounting that you can pass through to the clients in the 35% range.
And your firm's payroll is free.
Which is another benefit. And you also have supported migrations into this system and a single client dashboard, plus some co-branded sales and marketing collateral. So they're trying to support, deployment and sales of their particular product.
And one thing I would mention to you here that I find interesting is since this is more of an HR process management tool in here, they've actually got another sales channel for them is our benefits brokers, and so they actually have folks where they're paying referrals out there for benefits brokers to get folks to sign up on this platform. It's more than just a payroll service. Now, for payroll, they do payroll, I believe, in all 50 states. So you can run payroll relatively quickly through here. They handle the compliance work and the tax filing. And it says you can pay people anywhere around the world. So I don't know their coverage outside the U.S., but they say that they can handle some of that. You've also got some interesting reporting tools. They have an API in there with it. And again, you can also see the employees' time and where they spend it as you're looking at it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So one of the other things that I thought was interesting was the onboarding capability, because, it was one of the smoothest onboarding experiences that we saw as we were preparing the payroll Technology Lab backgrounds. And we would suggest that you look at that particular functionality. Their marketing claim is that they finish open enrollment in days, not weeks. but I think it is absolutely true that it is quicker and easier here, and that the employee can compare costs and plans in a comparative methodology, which is pretty interesting. So depending on the plans that you either have and include, or ones that you opt into on their platform, the employee benefits side could be quite attractive here.
Yeah. The other thing that I would say as I'm looking at this is that this is, again, really a much more holistic tool. So we talked about the four or five accounting applications they integrate with, but they also integrate with over 400 other applications. So they do have an app shop that shows you what all of these things are, and includes industries like collaboration, things like features like collaboration tools for analytics and e-signature and project management, customer support tools, design tools for graphic designers, development tools for developers and managing content. You've got some integration into some expense management tools. You also have in here, again, time and attendance and other HR platforms that you can tie together with. When we start looking at IT and security, you've got a wide range of management tools that you can get in with in there. You've also got office management tools, even tools for managing swag. So you hire a new employee, there's actually a category swag under office management where you can actually work with things like SwagUp and Vistaprint and Sendoso to send your employees, monogram polo shirts or whatever you choose to send them through there. So it's a, when I say this, it's a very different approach. And accountants are but one of the channels that these guys are using to reach the market.
So we wanted you to be aware of the platform and product. It has been a bit of an eye-opener to see this. Again, we've watched some of the legacy products grow up and some of the new generation products arrive, but this one seems to just look and feel different. And with their pricing plans basically coming in at $8 a month per user, with the discounts available from the accounting professionals, it's maybe one that's worth some time in reviewing for your accounting practice or your CAS practice. So, Brian, any final thoughts on Rippling?
Well, they are less transparent than many of the others are on pricing. Most of the pricing is behind, you have to tell them what services you'll use, and they'll send you a quote. And some of the different services do cost additional amount, but some of the services they list are full service payroll, benefits administration, time and attendance, applicant tracking, learning management, flex benefits, ACA and COBRA administration, HR help desk, IT app and device management. So, you can see there that it starts at $8 a month, but you could get, I think if you did all of those things, you would end up with a price that's much higher. But again, it's worth checking out because I think their enterprise integration strategy is a wave of the future. We're hearing more and more about integrations and folks like Carbon trying to integrate disparate applications together. And I think you need to look at this just from the perspective of considering what the world might look like if you integrated many of these applications that aren't integrated.
All right. Well, your expertise and opinions greatly appreciated, Brian, and all of you who are with us today. We hope that the insight on Rippling might give you a new potential payroll HR PEO class product to review. Until the next time, take care. Be well.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.